Keep it as near a peak as you can.
You talking about the teeth that a hog has? You call those the...
Well, tits or nipples, tits.
No, the teeth.
Teeth, tushes. I thought you said the teats.
And the thing you put the food in for the hog?
It'd be the hog trough, or feed trough, or it's called slop trough.
And if you had three or four of those, you say you had three or four?
Troughs instead of troughs.
And what would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
Well, a Pine Ridge Rooter would be one, or a Razorback.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
Very little, except the true Razorback, they're a mixed breed. There's some Russian boar mixed up, wild boar mixed in those now that they brought in. That started out in Tennessee Hills. They turn them loose for hunting purposes and the crossbred, and now they have some pretty rugged Razorbacks in places. Well, a javelina isn't a pig. It isn't a hog at all. They look kind of like one. They call them a musk hog. And they aren't vicious at all. They're curious. They're very shy. Nope. Javelinas won't attack.
Long
and some of these damn Pine Ridge Rooters we have down here south of us, a big thicket. A big one will weigh 50 pounds. They're small. They're runts. But they're short-legged, short rump, just like the Pine Ridge Rooter or a Razorback.
I didn't know you drank coffee.
But they follow the typical hog pattern. Now, the wild ones are all vicious if you bump into a boar that's been hunted much and hounded by dogs, or aggravated, or he's been injured. Or if you corner an old sow with some pigs, you've caused some trouble. And those tushies overlap and so doggone tight that they're worn halfway through, and those edges are just as sharp as a knife. And they bite, they'll open up their mouth wide and bite, but they'll also slash with that mouth closed. They fight both ways. So they can tear you all to pieces.
The noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, you'd say the calf began to...
Bawl.
What about a cow? What kind of noise does she make?
Well, it all depends on what's bothering her. If she's lonesome, she'll moo. If she has hit a heat cycle and there's no bull in the area, she will bawl loud, trying to call one. Just all wild animals, we moose do the same thing. They're in the deer family. That's, well, the biggest of our deer in this country.
What about a horse?
The cow will do, when you separate them from their calves, for the first time, they'll do the same thing. They'll bawl their heads off with that same long call. They'll call their calf trying to get them back.